This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he's coaching the Golden Eagles in the tournament. Joe Chapman joins us now. Joe, thanks for coming out, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so you tell me, man. I mean, this has been going on now here for a couple of years. How much steam has the popularity of this thing picked up with you guys as far as social media reaction and so forth as you guys are getting ready to play the semifinals on Sunday at 1 o'clock?
Well, I tell you, every year the CBT has grown and grown and grown. I mean, it's a really well-put-together tournament. And, you know, the social media part of it really made it, you know, really popular right now. And we're enjoying the limelight again. Guys get to come back and play for Marquette again. It's a special experience.
Okay, so explain to those that don't understand how Elgin Cook gets to play on this team.
Well, Elgin's from Milwaukee.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to have all the alumni. And Elgin came out to our training camp last year and he did a really good job. And we put him on the team. I thought his athleticism, his IQ of the game, his shooting ability was something we really needed. And we added him.
Yeah, it's a great addition. He's been solid for you guys on top of it. Jameel Wilson, obviously, had a huge game last night for you guys. And obviously, you know, maybe he's not in the league, but he was a hell of a high school player and played really well in college, too.
Oh, yeah, Jameel, I mean, he's a guy who can stretch the floor. You know, he had a stint in the NBA last year with the L.A. Clippers. He's a great guy, and he does a lot for us in different ways. You know, every big has to guard him way behind the NBA line, so it gives guys angles to drive and create a little bit more. And, you know, he's been a huge addition for us.
Joe, let's go and get down to the real stuff, man. How much money y'all going to make, cuz?
We get about $150,000 each if we win.
What?
If they win the whole thing. Right.
Yep, if we win two more games, we'll get $150,000.
So now you guys have already pocketed some change, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We got around $8,500 each for going to the Wichita regional. They had the most fans. And we was like, if we're going to go somewhere, we might as well make some money.
Man, that is absolutely fantastic. Now, how do you guys pick and choose who's going to be on this team?
Well, chemistry is number one. You want guys that he's going to come and play the right way, but also availability. Who
right.
can come back and spend two weekends of their summer, prepare for their upcoming season and to help out with Marquette.
Now, how far did you guys go last year?
We got to this round last year, so
oh.
We made it to the Final Four last year as well. So we're right back where we left off. So if everyone is in a good mood and ready to show what we can do now.
Dwight Bikes, another one who had 16 points last night. Should definitely bring him up, 5 boards and 3 assists. Now, of the two teams that are left, they're going to play tonight. You got Team Hines and Brotherly Love. You're going to play the winner of this one. Give the fans some names on who might be on both of these teams.
Well, both of these teams are really, really good. We played Brotherly Love last year. They were just called a different name. They were called Talladega Knights.
Oh, yeah.
So we barely beat them last year. They got a roster full of guys that played Division I. And some guys played in the NBA, like Jason Thompson. He played 19 years in the NBA. And Team Hines got a lot of EuroLeague players. That their chemistry might not be there, but they're all big game players. So we have to make sure we're ready to play both games. And we get a chance to scout them a little tonight and watch their games and go from there.
When you guys put together game plan, is it really pretty much all on you at the end of the day? Or how much are the players involved in what you guys are doing out of timeouts and all that stuff?
Yeah, I put a lot on that and me. I mean, I'm the head coach, so I get out there and I do all the scouting and I make sure I come up with all the game plans. I want the guys to stay focused and worry about what they do. So I just come back with all the information, do my job the best I can, and really treat it, like we're professionals.
So how's it feel? How do you feel how you feel about your next game?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually, because you know, we're at home. You know, we got fans coming from everywhere. Guys are motivated to play.
At Wintrust Arena in Chicago, for those that don't know, on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a huge advantage for us. With that Elam ending, you never know how it might work out, but that's been a huge advantage to come home to play the game, you know, an hour and a half away from Milwaukee.
Right.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Hey, man, thanks for coming on. Good luck to you guys coming up on Sunday afternoon. I know everybody will be cheering for you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys. I hope I can see you guys and all the Marquette people come down and support us at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Awesome. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it. There he is, the head coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles in the basketball tournament coming up again. The finals on Sunday. We'll figure out who they play tonight. An 8:30 game between Team Hines and Brotherly Love. Joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You think we can get like a league, you know, like maybe we can get a team like maybe like me, you, you know, like Gilbert, you know, Dorsey, Free, you know, Coons.
Guys are a
gotta
lot younger than you.
Gotta have Bill Schrader.
Billy, you know.
To do what?
Anything you want to.
LaFlag, you know.
Yeah, Billy.
Hey, man.
And we travel around.
It's a great idea.
You know?
Like the Legends League.
Brilliant. That'd be fun.
Brilliant.
Love right?
A ton of people show up. You realize.
What if somebody goes to your knee?
Play all up. I'm the coach, cuz.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's much older than everybody he's been saying is going to play, so it's a good idea.
But we like play like former Lions players.
Right.
Just stay
fun.
Right here.
Be fun.
Lions, Chicago
talking.
Players.
Stop talking before somebody else steals this.
Chicago players.
You can make a ton of money.
And we play two games a year, each team. Well, we play each team twice within our division. That's it. That's all we play.
Brilliant.
Yep.
So go now, put it together.
Just get on the road. Get on the road trip. Autism. Huh?
Have all of them hit the hot button.
I don't know where it is.
Just say huh.
Now we
huh?
got. Now I tell you,
it's right here.
Huh? We can get. Now we can get like. We probably could get like Don Majkowski.
Oh yeah,
because Britt ain't gonna play.
Forget about it.
Majkowski still walk with that ankle?
We just want to throw it. Britt ain't playing.
Yeah.
So we can get like Majkowski.
Britt would play.
My boy Randy Wright might play.
Why don't you get Matt Flynn?
Matt Flynn. No.
Matt Flynn can play. He can still get out there and run a little bit.
Get Flynn.
He'd better shape than Majkowski at this
Dickey.
Point.
No,
Dickey.
He got the heel.
Dickey will be the offensive coordinator.
He got the glass
hip,
cuz.
All you got to do is throw.
He got the glass
No one's going to rush him.
He can coach. He can coach with Gary.
Sponsored by Gerald Tall.
You know who's going to want to play now? Tiger. Get Tiger.
Yeah, but Tiger may not pass the test, though.
Kenny Stills, I bet you can.
No,
he's still in good shape.
No, he want to tackling people.
What?
Even want to tackle people.
Kenny Stills doesn't
somebody,
have
a, somebody Kenny, said to me.
No. Kenny Stills doesn't have a history of playing football.
Somebody.
What are you talking about?
No. Was you there when Tiger got on the guy he was talking to us on the thing? And Billy goes, "Oh my God, dude, you're just so yoked up, blah, blah, blah." I said, "Billy, that joke ain't any same cereal we eat in the morning."
No.
No, it ain't.
He's eating the same cereal because he's doing kind of cereal. He ain't saying
he's Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer.
Let's do that. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
You can do it.
I can't tell you how brilliant it is.
Flat league.
You got to get money now. Find the money.
Steve Pellick can do it, Leroy.
No,
Steve
man,
can do it by
I
himself.
I mean real money. Like, you got to throw out, like these jokers here, it's the $2 million basketball tournament. So we're talking about a lot of money. So you've got to come up with sponsor whatever
no money.
To
he
figure out what the price tag is to get all you old fogies back out there to play. Like,
so, you know
so
what
what's it
going
to be worth it to Leroy? Let's start with Leroy. Hold on.
All right. I don't know all my friends of
autism. Yeah. So you got to play. So you say it's Green Bay, Detroit. Yeah.
That's fine.
That's good. That's what it should be. Right. Absolutely.
Coons.
Okay, so let's say, so you're
now,
saying
may wanna tackle somebody
you're going
to
play
too.
Six games then.
Yeah, six games.
Six games. And then you're going to have a championship game or playoff, whatever. So let's say you play eight games total.
Yeah.
Okay. Eight games. How much would they have to pay you, Leroy, per game to travel around the Midwest and play in these games?
I say $10,000 a game, and I donate it all to Friends of Autism. That's $60,000.
All right, so $10,000 a game.
Yeah.
How many guys are you going to have on a roster?
So you got to have at least 22.
It's eight people that can play at eight on eight.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you're talking. All right, let's change.
Yeah.
Let's say it's $300,000 a game.
So it's 14. That's 14 right there. You're going to want to have offense, you want to have a defense.
Right. So let's say it's $300,000 a game between players and coaches.
I ain't doing math
right?
on the radio.
Right.
So that's 600. Carry no, 300. Yeah, dude, that's a lot of money.
Can we get Intercom, Mitch and them?
No. They're not
going to. Go down there and talk to Chuck. Go down there and talk to Chuck, man.
Dude, that's a game, Gary.
Chuck left.
Times six. $300,000 a game times six.
Leroy a little high. He high.
No.
His price a little high.
I just want to be there.
See, he's giving it to you for a discount.
I'm giving it to you.
I would say $5,000 a person.
$5,000
They ain't going to come for $5,000.
That's $150,000
to get Brett. You won't get Brett for
We ain't getting Brett for 10. You can forget that. But them jokers paid less than that, Leroy, to do it at Camp Randall.
So to do it.
They paid for less than that. They paid for less than $5,000 over there.
So you're talking about each player makes like $40,000 for being in the league.
Yeah.
For how many games?
Eight.
Eight games?
If he does $5,000 a person.
Yeah.
So it's like $40,000 a guy for playing eight games.
Who wouldn't want to pay for that?
Yeah, that's a nice little write-off.
People are going to go watch it. I know that much. No,
they have like a little high school stadium.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be at like Lambeau or Camp Randall.
No, I mean, or like Carroll College. You can go and play Carroll College. They got a nice stadium.
Yep.
Oak Creek got a nice stadium.
Oak Creek got a nice one.
Arrowhead.
Yeah. Whitno. Arrowhead. I mean, them nice stadiums like that.
Play locally.
Muskego. Muskego got a nice stadium.
Gary Ellison, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, figuring out how they're going to make even more money.
He'll be yelling at us.
Time for a sports flash with Anthony Mandela. He'll get you updated on what's going on in the Cubs and the Brewers right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.